Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, continuing to celebrate our three decades with you. Welcome back. Jessica Malugin is here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. She's our guest and awesome Associate Director of Center for Technology and Innovation at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Jessica, tell us about CEI.
CEI is a free market, limited government think tank, and we do lots of economic and regulatory issues across the board. And we very thankfully these days don't do any social issues at all.
Good for you. CEI.org, I encourage you to check that out, folks. Another compatriot of hers, Wayne Cruz, will be here in a couple of days. Hey, Jessica, we're talking about antitrust and the relaunch of Judge Bork's The Antitrust Paradox, a policy at war with itself. I love the concept of paradoxes. Paradoxes are an amazing concept to think about. You guys have got a new event coming up, a forum coming up on Thursday, don't you?
We do. And if anyone goes to CEI.org, they click on events, they can find that there. It's this Thursday, noon Eastern time. And it's actually with Judge Bork's son, also named Robert. And he's the one that's behind reissuing this important book that's sort of more important than ever right now with everything that's happening. So he'll be joining us. We'll get to talk with him all about his dad and this important work. So I would encourage anyone, please join us. We'd love to have you there with us online.
Good for you. I'm glad you guys are doing this. I'm planning to be there. Okay. One of the things that I believe that something has to be done with corporate America. Corporate America there's a much bigger divide today between corporate America and Main Street than it was even 20 years ago, maybe even 10 years ago, Jessica. And part of it is the money. No company's ever had as much cash as Apple has right now. Part of it is access to information. GM, AT&T even, didn't know what their customers were doing, didn't know what they were buying, didn't know where they were driving around. They didn't know everything that they were doing in their lives every minute of every day. This is access to information that tends to have the potential to be dangerous. Is that antitrust fodder?
You know, I think that, part of what makes antitrust effective after Judge Bork's revisions to it has been that it's sort of narrowly focused on this consumer harm concept. So I think there's a point where you could have an intelligent conversation about is there consumer harm at play here. But I also think on a separate track that might be more effective, there are lots of legislative proposals about data privacy, and maybe it's best to have that as a separate conversation.
Yeah.
So that you can be, narrowly focused. And
I'd be okay
and
with that.
And, sort of talking,
and that would probably be more effective than it'd probably be more effective than the antitrust division of the Justice Department, wouldn't it?
I think so, because I think that this should come, from elected representatives if we want to make big changes like this, not from a bunch of lawyers who will never know who they are.
Yeah.
And I think it's a very complex issue, and it deserves a really serious, thoughtful conversation.
So you're saying the solution to big tech's power is going to have to come from the organic forces of the marketplace and the population, organically.
I think you said something really important to that end, was we really need to get people educated about how all this works. In fairness, this is all pretty new to us, right? And if you're doing it for your job, you have a level of comfort and understanding that a lot of people don't. Everyone's busy doing their job.
That's
and
right.
Raising their kids. And, you know,
no generation has ever had to do digital transformation. We've never had to do this. It's an assault on our ethical principles. We've never had to solve all this. That's the reason I wrote the book that I did, The Third Ingredient. You're exactly right. We need to cut ourselves some slack, but we also have to remember if it's free, we're the product, right, Jessica?
Yeah, I think it's important to understand how this stuff works a little bit differently than a lot of other things have worked for us, right?
Yeah.
And there's going to be a lag time on people getting up to speed, and that's all right. But if these things are important enough for giant lawsuits and big pieces of legislation, then they're probably important enough for us to take a little time and think about, you know, seriously. Yep.
Organic. I like that. I like that approach. Hey, Jessica, good job today. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. And congratulations and all the best to you, Jim.
Jessica Malugin, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blessingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.